With Colorado's economy improving, state lawmakers have some extra wiggle room in crafting a budget. Democratic Senator Pat Stubman of Denver chairs the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee, which has spent months writing what's known as the long bill.
There's a lot more work to do, but this year we've had the opportunity to make strategic investments in Colorado's economy, and Colorado's people.
Stedman says there's money to help prop up and strengthen the state's child welfare system, schools, and mental health programs such as psychologists and state prisons.
A lot of work has gone into this, a lot of thoughtfulness. I think we've made some very good decisions.
The roughly $8 billion discretionary part of the budget pays for most state services, with education spending accounting for nearly half of that. And even as lawmakers are beginning to restore previous cuts, funding for K-12 schools is still about $1 billion behind because of the recession. Republican Senator Scott Renfro of Greeley offered an amendment to add back nearly $90 million.
This is a way to put more money into K-12 education. Let's do it for the kids.
And while Democrats want more money for schools, they defeated the amendment and say the details of education funding should be debated as part of the separate School Finance Act, not the budget. And at the same time Renfro tried to add more money for schools, he also said lawmakers should save more.
Let's proceed cautiously and truly look at where we're at within this budget, where we're spending, probably at the expense of the jobs that we always talk about.
The floor debate is the only chance for most lawmakers to weigh in on the lengthy budget process. Last session, when Republicans controlled the House, it passed with nearly unanimous bipartisan support. But this year, Democrats control both chambers, and the Republican tone is much different. Committee member Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs signaled that the budget wouldn't get much GOP support.
While some of the fundamentals of the budget are very good, we take exception to many parts of this budget.
The legislature's divisive fight over gun control appeared to drive Lambert's decision. Democrats have passed controversial bills to limit high-capacity magazines and require universal background checks for gun purchases. Lambert says a vote for the current budget allows Democratic overreach.
We have effectively banned gun ownership from the citizens of the state, and as public policy, we should try to do no harm. But yet I think we've gone too far in some of our actions this year, and this budget enables those actions to proceed.
Wednesday's debate largely centered on shifting around relatively small amounts of money. And despite Republican criticism over the budget, Democratic Senator John Kafalas of Fort Collins praised it for being prudent.
We are putting money in rainy day funds, we are increasing the state reserve to 5%, and we're trying to make investments that are paying off now as far as jobs, that are paying off now in terms of helping those who are most vulnerable.
The state constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget each year, and many of the Senate amendments will likely be stripped when the House takes up the bill next week. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.